The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Anne-Marie Tomczak is with us. She is the presenter of Will a Robot Steal My Job, which is on RTÉ1 television tonight at 9:35. How could a robot steal somebody's job?
Well, robots are already stealing some people's jobs, even in my own industry or your industry. The documentary looks...
Sorry, in what way? Before we talk about anyone else, tell them how it's going to affect us.
Right, so there's so many different ways, right, that robots, automation and AI, artificial intelligence, is having an impact on our jobs. Perhaps they haven't stolen them fully yet. I'm talking about journalism here. But they're taking aspects of those jobs and taking control of them. I'll give you a really good example. So my day-to-day job is as the UK editor for Mashable. Generally speaking, when you're a news editor, you get to choose the stories, the angle of them, you shape the story through the prism of whatever the editorial of the news organisation that you're working for is. And you decide what's going to go on the front page, how much visibility certain stories are going to get, what prioritisation they're going to get. Because of artificial intelligence and algorithms and the way in which we consume news and media now, whether it's on our Facebook feeds or on Twitter via hashtags or Twitter moments, we are less in control as news editors of what the audience sees. So there are elements that I have had to concede that I have to relinquish over to technology. That doesn't mean that I'm not still fully in control or can't actively engage with that. So on a day-to-day basis, I would actively engage with data analytics tools to monitor what's doing really, really well. Not necessarily populism, but I would see what stories are doing well, and then that will help inform what my audience is actually interested in. And there are ways in which you can try to optimise your content. Right, I'm getting very into the weeds on journalism
and
now.
I tell you this much, I can see my production team are probably getting very worried about their futures, but there'll always be a need for presenters like me, won't there?
Really?
To ask the questions.
That's actually really interesting you should say that, Matt, because voice artificial intelligence, voice AI, is already being held up as potentially more impactful in the news industry than the iPhone has been even with us. And I've been looking into this area of AI, and particularly voice AI. It's one of the areas that has been completely untapped in the news industry so far. You think of Amazon Alexa, your personal home assistants, you talk to Siri on your iPhone, and this is like a new way that people are starting to actively engage and interact with devices.
Yeah, but the robot couldn't ask the stupid questions I ask.
Well, I think that the evolution of artificial intelligence is going, you know, it's becoming more sophisticated as we go on. You know, it's quite rudimentary at the moment.
Okay, well, let's move on to other jobs. And it really strikes me that the professions and stuff could be in trouble. For example, accountancy. Everything in the future in accountancy could be done by robots, couldn't it? Artificial intelligence. I've even heard of legal cases in Australia been tried now effectively by a computer.
I think it's really easy to be kind of categorical in the way we speak about these things, saying everything could be taken on by a robot. And I would caveat that massively, having looked into this in depth for the documentary. You know, there are aspects of our jobs that can be handed over to robots, but ultimately it's a case of, in most cases, it's a situation where you're collaborating with the machine or you're working with them to offload or outsource some of the aspects of your job that you may not like so much. There are industries, yes, that can be a bit more categorical about. For example, in the US alone, up to 4 million truck drivers stand to potentially lose their jobs as a result of self-driving trucks. If they come on the roads and come on stream and they get the regulation and the legislation in place to do that, and the safety record for driverless cars is high enough that people will be less resistant to them, then there is the potential for millions to be unemployed.
And then take it to taxi drivers here in Ireland.
Well, we interview a taxi driver in the documentary, and it was really interesting sitting in the back of the cab, going for a little drive with him, and I asked him, do you think a robot could ever take over your job? And he was very adamant that no, it could not, because he explained all of the different human things that he does as a driver, whether that's local knowledge about the area, helping people with their bags, all of those things. But I have to say, I was a little bit concerned that he was perhaps blocking this out in his head, that a robot could never do the things he does. A robot could easily pick up bags and bring them into a hotel room.
Exactly, and which means that things like supermarkets, for example, I mean, all the shelves could be stacked by robots. You could have robots at the cashier tills.
Yes, that's true. But then there's always a need for that human interaction as well. And so it'll be more with the specifics. Say you're in a supermarket and you might be someone who has a whole range of food allergies, and you need assistance in finding the certain products, or you need to talk to somebody and deal with someone with a bit of empathy or emotional intelligence. I think that there are lots of scenarios where human qualities like that come into play. And that's one of the heartening things I think I found in the documentary. You know, we spoke to so many experts. Some were very dismal and dystopian about the future that lies ahead, whether that's the huge potential social inequality that we could face because of AI, or the millions of people who might be out of work and having to look at finance models like universal basic income. But then there are others who are saying, no, this is actually just another iteration of the Industrial Revolution, where you have machines but there's artificial intelligence integrated into them, and this is essentially a tool that's going to help the human race to make life easier and to focus on the things that we actually want to do in life, whether that's being creative or enjoying, you know, our pastimes and our hobbies and being part of our communities. So That's the utopian view.
And I hope you're absolutely right. But even on the 5 o'clock news, the 5 of 5, we were hearing about Stevie, this robot that Trinity has developed for helping elderly people. Yes. As it happens, I've actually seen Stevie in operation.
I met Stevie while I was filming this documentary.
And I met him a few months ago as well. So things like Stevie will know what medication you take, or an older person in the home can mind you effectively. That there goes the job of the home help.
So with that, again, I think that would be a complementary carer rather than a completely holistic experience. Stevie would be there as an assistant, but there are lots of different things that Stevie would not be able to do. You know, there's only so much that Stevie can... I'm not speaking specifically about Stevie, I'm more speaking about the concept of Stevie. That something like Stevie could be able to maybe read your like facial recognition, read your emotions, engage with you, try to understand a situation. There are a lot of unpredictable things that can happen when you're a carer, that you need to be able to read a situation. And there's also the ethical questions. Just because you can do something, should you?
But the artificial intelligence is developing at such a rapid rate that the robots will probably be able to do that at some stage in the future.
Well, some people say that, and you know, I would internally eye roll at the people who propose this singularity, this super intelligence that's going to come and usurp the human race. The Elon Musks and the Stephen Hawkings of this world, they're very, very reputable voices in the industry, and they explain very well their views. But I have to say, having looked at this in closer detail, I would be very much more of the view somewhere in that middle ground. Do not panic, and it's very irresponsible for us as journalists to start sensationalising it.
Well, right, Matt? You're starting to sound like a robot there the way you say that. Have you been taken over? Anne-Marie Tomchak is the presenter of Will a Robot Steal My Job, which is on at 9:35 on RT1 this evening. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.